Day 6. This morning we will stop by the Basilica of St. John, the Evangelist, who came here with Virgin Mary and wrote his Gospel in Ephesus. Then we will carry on to Ephesus, ancient city. People visiting Ephesus today can visualize the city when it was the capital of the province. St. Paul preached and taught in Ephesus for over 2 years. During that time he sent Timothy and Erastus to Macedonia to continue the missionary work there. The names of several other early Christians are recorded as residents of Ephesus. Among them are the eloquent Apollos, with whom St. Paul associated himself, saying that he planted, that Apollos watered, but that God gave the growth, 1 Corinthians 3 verse 6. A couple, Priscilla and Aquila, established a house church in Ephesus, 1 Corinthians 16 verse 19. The daughters of the Apostle Philip lived in Ephesus. A small stone building high up on the west corner of the city wall is pointed out as St. Paul's prison. He wrote the letter to the Ephesians from this place. In Ephesus, highlights include double church where in 431 the Third Ecumenical Council was held, the library of Selcus, the temple of Hadrian, the fountain of Trajan, and the theater. For many Christians, the best known building in Ephesus where a 1st century AD silversmith attempted to stir up a riot to get rid of St. Paul, who was damaging his business of making images of Artemis. About 3 miles away in the forested mountain above Ephesus is the house of Virgin Mary. It is a modest stone house. St. John brought Virgin Mary to Ephesus in keeping with Jesus's admonition to him to care for his mother. John 19 verse 27. House of Virgin Mary today is visited by almost 1 million pilgrims annually from all over the world. The pilgrims come to drink the waters of the sacred spring, to mediate, to pray for health, and to breathe the atmosphere of it. You will be able to collect some holy water from the sacred spring. Both Pope Paul VI in 1967 and Pope John Paul II in 1979 have celebrated Mass here. Many people congregate at this sanctuary every August 15th to observe the Feast of the Assumption of the Virgin. It was first identified in 1818 by an Austrian nun, and Catherine Emmerich, who saw it in a dream exactly as it was found. The setting is beautifully peaceful, inspiring reverence and contemplation. Dinner and overnight in Kusadasi.